Continuing our Cleveland Guardians 2023 spring training coverage as we are joined by right-handed pitcher Eli Morgan as he gets ready for the 2023 season. And Eli, I do have baseball questions for you, I promise, but March right around the corner. Obviously, your Gonzaga Zags having another good year on the basketball court. Another Final Four, coming for them?
I think so. You know, they're right in a good spot. They're just as good as ever, but I think being a little lower in the rankings than years past might put a good chip on their shoulder and allow them to make another deep run like they usually do.
Yeah, they typically do, and it's not March without Gonzaga making their way through the bracket for sure, so certainly looking forward to that. But getting to baseball here, Eli, obviously a huge shift for you last year, going from the rotation to the bullpen. Your numbers, though, across the board, just an overall improvement, ERA, opposing batting average, strikeout percentage, all those things. Do you feel like that move to the bullpen for you kind of helped your career trajectory at all?
I think so. You know, it allows me to go out there with more intent on each pitch, and I think as a result, some of the metrics behind those pitches improved, you know, namely fastball velocity, the vertical carry that it gets with that, the slider shape being a little bit better, being able to execute that more, and then, you know, with the changeup, I don't think that directly translated, just, you know, with throwing harder, I felt like I had slightly worse command of that pitch, but that's something that I've worked on extensively this offseason. I think being able to have that pitch as another reliable option is going to be really good for this year in the pen.
Confidence-wise for you, did that hurt at all, making that move to the bullpen, or was that just kind of an adjustment that you got to make and you just kind of put your nose down and move forward with it?
No, I think that helped me confidence-wise, you know, being able to know that I could go out there and try to throw harder, that I wouldn't have as many pitches to cover, was definitely a good feeling. And the bullpen's really fun. Being able to hang out there with the guys before going out there is a little bit better mentally than, you know, where the start, it's like it's your day. You know, you wake up and everything you do is to get in there the game that night. The daily routines out of the pen were much more enjoyable and gave me some good confidence.
You've got a chance of being on the bump now in the MLB postseason. What was that experience like for you?
I mean, that stuff was unmatched. Just the adrenaline and energy that you feel being out there competing in that environment. Forever thankful for that opportunity.
And that was, you guys were a game away from moving on to the ALCS, so you were put in some pretty high-leverage situations and had some success within those. Does that kind of give you some more confidence this offseason getting ready for 2023?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, yeah, those were each collectively the biggest moments of my career, and being able to find some success in them and being able to find some calm in very pressure, panic-filled moments was very good for my confidence.
What are your thoughts on the rest of the bullpen, the rest of those guys in there? Obviously, you guys were lights out in 2022, especially during stretches there in mid to late summer. What are your thoughts on the rest of that bullpen, you guys as a whole, and how you kind of maybe stack up against not only just the division but the rest of the league?
Yeah, I mean, compared to the league, we graded out as one of the better bullpens last year, and then, you know, just having another year of experience, of camaraderie under our belt, I think is only going to help us going forward. You know, we all have unique characteristics. It's not the same eight guys out there. Like, everyone's going to give you a different look pitch wise, you know, release height wise, velocity wise, and personality wise. It ends up being a really good culture that we have down there, and I think we're all going to see some nice improvements from having another year together.
Does that give you an opportunity to maybe pick up some things on from some of those other bullpen arms maybe that you wouldn't have gotten to pick up on otherwise?
Definitely. I mean, there's, you know, a vast bit of knowledge down there in that pen, and just being able to pick everyone's brain in the daily conversations that we have, I think as a whole, just being around each other, we all improve as a result of that.
Fantastic. Well, Eli, last thing here for you, man. If you could maybe share the biggest thing you're looking to improve on this spring as you get ready for the 2023 campaign, what's going to help you take your game to the next level?
It's just going to be the fastball. You know, the velocity increased last year. At times, the vertical carry was a lot better. But during my down stretches, saw both of those metrics go down a little bit. So just paying attention to the fastball, trying to keep it above barrels all year, get the velo up, and pay attention to my, you know, release height, stuff like that, I think he'll be in a great spot. All starts with the fastball.
Well, that'll only further set up that nasty changeup that we all know that you got. So, Eli, thank you very much for the time, man. We very much appreciate it, and best of luck to you and the Guardians here in 2023. Should be another fun summer down there at the ballpark for you guys.
Thanks, Rocco. Definitely.